so good that now's the time with you to have a word. What can he be? I tremble, and I tremble. Listen with pleasure. Now Coles is Coles, as sure as eggs is eggs. Coles haven't souls, no more than they have legs. But as you will admit, the case is so. Legs or no legs, my Coles contrive to go, contrive to go, contrive to go. But as you will admit, the case is so, that legs or no legs, my Coles contrive to go, contrive to go.
Well, I should say, or as it seems to me.
Exactly,
quite so.
Then we both agree.
As we agree, good day.
I've something more to say.
Mr. Cox, Mr. Cox, my feelings overpower me. That his lodger, his friend and lodger, should once suspect that bouncery
a dodger.
As to take your coals, fuel and all of that, it must have been.
No, no, 'twas not the cat.
With a pen, with a pen, I'm a military man, of honest, I hope one harness. Bit your hand that heirs to the camp, the cat in the office of Polish.
With a pen, you're a military man, honest, I hope, though it doesn't appear. And as to the cat, the treacherous cat, if it isn't in the army, don't have it here.
Red
a pen,
red
a pen, red
a pen,
red a pen, red
a pen, red
a pen, red
a pen,
red
a pen, red
a pen, red
a pen,
red
a pen,
red
a pen, red
a pen,
red a pen, red
a pen,
red a pen, I'm a military man.
And he's a military man.
I'm a military man.
He's a military man.
A military, military, military,
military, military, military, military, man. He's a military man. Honest, I am, though I hope to appear. And as to the camp, the treacherous camp, if it isn't in the army, we won't have it here. And a man, I'm a military man. I'm a military, 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 military man.
He's gone at last. I was in fear Mr. Box would come in before Mr. Cox went out. And luckily, they've never met yet, for Mr. Box is hard at work at a newspaper office all night and doesn't come home till the morning, and Mr. Cox is busy making hats all day long and doesn't come home till night, so that I'm getting double rent for my room, and neither of me lodgers is any the wiser for it. And if they ask me any awkward questions, I can always put them off by singing, Rataplane, Rataplane. Now, let me put Mr. Cox's things out of Mr. Box's way. Now, is this Mr. Cox's box room or Mr.
Of all the girls that are...
Good Lord, I thought you'd gone.
Well, why don't you keep your own side of the staircase?
My side of the staircase is mine.
Dear, dear Mr. Box, what a temper you're in, to be sure. I declare you're quite pale.
What colour would you have a man to be who has been setting up long leaders for a daily paper all night?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Box.
Stop! Can you inform me who the individual is that I invariably encounter going downstairs when I'm coming up, and coming upstairs when I'm going down?
Oh, yes, the gentleman in the attic, sir.
Oh, there's nothing particularly remarkable about him except his hats. I meet him in all sorts of hats. White hats and black hats, hats with broad brims and hats with narrow brims. In short, I have come to the conclusion that he must be associated with the hatting interest.
Yes, sir. And they tell me that's why he took the hattics.
Get out of it. Now, let me see. I've got a rasher of bacon somewhere. Ah, here it is. And a penny roll. The next thing is to light the fire. Now, upon my life, this is too bad a bouncer. I had a whole box full 3 days ago, and now there's only one. Bouncer's been using my gridiron. The last article of consumption that I cooked upon it was a pork chop, and now it is powerfully impregnated with the odor of red herring.